The Darfur crisis has spilled over into neighbouring Chad, with the government of Idris Deby accusing Khartoum of backing rebel militia who have carried out a series of deadly attacks against villages in the eastern regions of the country. In the latest news from the ground, humanitarian organisations say that rebels attacked the eastern regional capital of Abyei today, which lies just 160 kilometres from the border with Sudan. Eastern Chad, where United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees runs camps for thousands of people, is subject to frequent rebel attacks and incursions by the Janjaweed militia from across the border. The UN says that over 200,000 people, Sudanese and Chadians, are driven from their villages by rebel attacks and are now in grave danger. Meanwhile, the situation in Darfur itself continues daily to deteriorate, as World Food Programme spokesman Simon Crittle relates from the ground.
Well, the situation in Darfur could only be described as absolutely desperate. You have about 2 million people who are now living in camps that are displaced. These people have run from fighting. They ran from massacres in their villages, and they've been living in these camps now for up to 2 and even 3 years. The condition in the camps is awful. The people usually live underneath plastic sheeting. They're 100% reliant on aid and food aid. And diseases such as malaria and tuberculosis and other things are very common in the camp. People die very regularly in these places. Certainly there have been hundreds of thousands of people who have died there. They've died at the hands of these militias. International groups have been linking this so-called genocide with, shall I say, powerful people within Sudan for some time.